then's a thing. By the time Tesla hit its stride around the early 2010s, the company wasn't just erecting buses. It was erecting a new idea of what the future should look like. But that kind of ambition comes with pressure that no way lets up. Part one of this occasion dives into the times when Tesla was eventually scaling, eventually persuading the world that electric buses could be desirable, yet still fighting grim storms behind the scenes. 1. The Model S earthquake. Once the Model S launched, Tesla moved from promising incipiency to company everyone is watching. Reviews were glowing, deals were rising, and the auto world suddenly felt like it had missed commodity egregious. But growth is in a neat line overhead. Tesla had to make buses presto, and the plant in Fremont, an old installation preliminarily possessed by GM and Toyota, was not exactly a satiny sci-fi lab. It was a monster that demanded constant feeding robots, force chains, raw accoutrements, and thousands of workers all moving in sync. Then's what this really means: Tesla was out of cash again. Not at the dramatic Musk borrowing rent plutocrat position presently, but large negative cash inflow. The briskly the company grew, the further plutocrat it burned. Utmost companies stretch growth to fit their backing. Musk did the contrary. He poured gasoline on the fire. And that's when he made a call that would change Tesla's culture ever. He told the platoon they were going to make every part of the company themselves. Software, tackle, motors, battery packs. Vertical integration came a religion. Utmost automakers calculate on thousands of suppliers. Tesla began cutting out the middle subcast and erecting effects internally. It was parlous, but Musk had a point, UCA, and introduced presto when you're staying for a supplier to catch up. The Model S wasn't just an auto. It was Tesla's thesis: do everything your own way. Indeed, if no one thinks it's practical. 2. The Gigafactory vision. Now we arrive at one of the biggest pivots in Musk's career. He realized that no matter how good Tesla's buses were, they were limited by one tailback: battery force. Auto companies suppose of batteries like machines you buy them from a technical manufacturer. Musk didn't want that. He didn't trust the being suppliers to match the scale he envisaged. So he blazoned commodity that sounded insolvable indeed by Tesla norms of structure, so large it would come the biggest plant on Earth. The Gigafactory. People joked. Investors rolled their eyes. Critics said Tesla was formally stretched too thin. But Musk was then pretending. He picked Nevada, negotiated a massive incitement package, and started construction in the middle of desert emptiness. The early days were rough. Slush roads, dust storms, deficient structures. Workers worked outside incompletely finished sections, while bulldozers cleared the coming blocks outdoors. It was messy and chaotic, but the ambition was clear: crack the battery tailback, and Tesla would enjoy the future of electric vehicles. The world didn't realize how pivotal this move was. Times latterly, when every major automaker climbed to gauge EV product, Tesla formally stood long hauls ahead with completely developed battery force chain. But back also, it was just another adventure in a long list of Musk's crapshoots. 3. Autopilot, the next revolution around the same time. Musk pushed Tesla into another home: independent driving. Rather of treating tone driving technology as a far-out dream, he wanted it ignited into the company's DNA. Tesla didn't have a giant platoon of roboticists or decades of data like Google, but Musk didn't care. He saw autonomy as a coming ABCDarian shift in transportation. Safer roads, effective trip, smaller deaths. Then's where Musk's mindset becomes clear. He wasn't aiming for incremental features. He wanted a long-term system that could ultimately drive better than a mortal. Tesla began dispatching buses with tackle that wasn't completely actuated yet. Detectors and cameras staying for future software updates. Utmost companies would no way do this. It was too parlous, too easy for critics to mock. But Musk believed software would evolve presto enough to catch up with the tackle. The launch of Autopilot brought both excitement and contestation. Some people overtrusted it, some misknew it, and some used it recklessly. Musk kept reminding the public that it was an assistive system, not a completely independent motorist. But the captions ran the other way. Tesla's success always came paired with loud arguments, suits, excitement, and jubitation. Autopilot was no different. Still, this move put Tesla times ahead. The company created an enormous real-world driving dataset commodity challengers could only dream of. Musk loved that kind of advantage, earned through boldness, not caution. For internal pressure and Musk's particular risk still, that's because it was, if all of this sounds violent, Musk was leading Tesla, SpaceX, SolarCity, and several lower systems at the same time. He was living on airplanes, sleeping under divisions, and pushing brigades harder than numerous of them allowed possible. There were days he snapped, days he pushed people past their limits, days he inspired them. This blend of pressure and vision came the core of Tesla's culture, ambitious, chaotic, and always on the edge of collapse. Indeed, as Tesla soared, Musk's particular life rasped. Connections strained. He slightly saw his children. He lived in a grim cycle of engineering reviews, investor meetings, heads, and further heads. But none of this broke the company's growth. In a strange way, Musk sounded to thrive under these axes. He did ent rest. He rotated, planned, and pushed. The company was moving presto, but Musk was moving briskly. 5. The stage is set by the time this phase of Tesla's story settled. A many effects were locked and Tesla had hit auto. A giant battery plant was rising in the desert. Autopilot was rewriting the prospects for what an auto could be. And Elon Musk, further overloaded than ever, was just getting started. Part 1 ends then. The coming section lodges into the violent times that follow the Model X chaos, the Model 3 meltdown, the near-death moments, and the moves that turned Tesla from a floundering automaker into a global mammoth. Let's break it down. Tesla had instigation, a hit auto, and a growing character. But right when effects looked stable, the coming chapter slammed into the company like a wall. The Model X times were ent just delicate. This period nearly knocked Tesla off its bases. 1. When ambition outruns reality, the Model X was supposed to be the follow-up masterpiece to the Model S. Bigger, safer, family-friendly, futuristic. But Musk didn't want a simple SUV. He wanted a commodity that felt like a piece of hereafter. The problem was an ambition. The problem was two important ambition at the same time. The Falcon. Set doors sounded like a cool idea beforehand on. A bold way to make the auto incontinently recognizable. But formerly masterminds dug into the details. They realized those doors were agony detectors, hinges, double, hinge figure waterproofing safety systems. One design choice multiplied into dozens of engineering mystifications. Also Musk piled new challenges on top of panoramic windshield curving above, like a bubble, ultra-complex seats, intricate cooling systems. Everything was custom. Nothing was simple. Inside Tesla, people could feel the pressure. The platoon was overreached, rushing to make a machine that looked hectically different from normal SUVs. And the timeline kept shifting. Suppliers were frustrated. Workers were exhausted. Investors started brooding about detainments, cost overruns, and whether Tesla was losing control. Then is what it really came down to the Model X was getting too complicated to manufacture efficiently. But Musk refused to strip it down. He wanted it perfect. That mindset both fueled Tesla's improvements and dragged the company into brutal functional pain. 2. Product hell. The first version before the Model 3 introduced the world to the expression product hell. The Model X lived through its own interpretation. As the release date kept slipping, the pressure inside the Fremont plant hit ridiculous situations. Lines were ent ready. Robots were ent duly accompanied. Suppliers delivered late or deficient corridor. Tesla workers were running on caffeine, adrenaline, and fear. When the first units eventually rolled out, the palm was short-lived. The early buses had issues, misaligned doors, detector tricks, minor mechanical problems. Nothing disastrous, but enough to show how fragile the manufacturing process still was. Still, the Model X reminded everyone that erecting buses at scale was severely hard. If the Model S had given Tesla confidence, Musk abominated slow prosecution. He started tensing the screws far and wide, briskly product cycles. Further variations, aggressive deadlines. He walked the plant bottom at night, pointing at issues, pushing brigades harder, drilling into every detail. Some workers respected the intensity. Others still left. Tesla's development rate climbed, but so did its affair. The contradiction defined the company's explosive progress, mixed with constant strain. Still, Despite the chaos, guests loved the final product. The Model X looked unlike anything differently on the road. The doors came an icon. The auto came a status symbol. Tesla's brand got stronger. But the cost of that success? It wore the company raw. 3. The cash squeeze tightens the further Tesla achieved, the further plutocrat demanded. That was the incongruity. Structure Gigafactory 1 spanning the Model S, fixing the Model X, expanding service centers, installing superchargers, training staff, improving robotization. It was in no way ending fire hose of charges. For a company still considered fragile by Wall Street, fundraising was and guaranteed. Musk had to constantly move investors that Tesla was and just surviving. It was primed to explode into mass requests home. This was also the period when Musk started dealing the long-term vision harder than ever. Millions of electric buses, global battery force chains, a world shifting down from fossil energies. It inspired some and rankled others. Critics said Tesla was banking glasses. Sympathizers said Musk was the only one being honest about the future. Both sides grew louder. Meanwhile, inside the company, fiscal pressure was so violent that directors watched every bone like it was oxygen. Still, Tesla could collapse if one major misstep happened. 4. SolarCity, the first domino in the middle of all this, Musk made another move that pulled Tesla into fresh contestation, the SolarCity accession. SolarCity was run by his relatives, and Musk was the president. It was a small company. It was one of the biggest domestic solar installers in the United States. But then's the twist: SolarCity was bleeding plutocrat. Musk argued the junction would produce a unified energy ecosystem, buses, batteries, and solar panels all under one roof. A completely integrated clean energy company. On paper, it made sense. Investors didn't buy it. They indicted him of bailing out a failing company to cover family interests. Suits followed. Media counterreaction exploded. Tesla's stock took successes. Inside the company, the timing fell awful. Tesla was formally strained. Taking on another big challenge, especially one with fiscal issues, looked reckless. But Musk wouldn't budge. He pushed the accession through. Induced it was the right long-term play. In hindsight, corridor the strategy worked. But at that moment, it felt like Tesla had tied another weight to its ankles. 5. The calm before the Model 3 storm. By the end of this period, Tesla was still standing. Slightly, but standing. The Model X was on the road. The Gigafactory was rising. SolarCity was absorbed. Autopilot was perfecting. The company had survived a near extremity of complexity. But the real test hadn't started yet. The Model 3 was brewing. Tesla wasn't just erecting another auto. It was trying to transfigure into a high-volume automaker. That meant new manufactories, new systems, new robotization, new logistics, and new prospects. Still, it would become a global force if Tesla succeeded. Still, the company wouldn't recover if Tesla failed. Let's get into the chapter that nearly broke everything. However, the Model 3 period shoved it over the precipice. If earlier struggles pushed Tesla to the edge, this was not just a delicate design. It was a point where Tesla's actuality hung by a thread. 1. The mission meets reality. The Model 3 was not just a new auto. It was Tesla's bet on mass relinquishment. Musk had spent time saying the world demanded an affordable electric vehicle that regular people could buy, not just luxuriant guests. The Model S and X were stepping monuments. The Model 3 was the point of the entire company. When Tesla opened reservations, the response was fantastic. Long lines, thousands of deposits in hours, hundreds of thousands in days. It looked like evidence that Tesla's dream had eventually connected with the public. But then's what this really meant: Tesla now had to make further buses, briskly, with advanced quality, and at a lower price than had ever managed ahead. And the company had no way done high-volume manufacturing. Not indeed close. Behind the cheering crowds, masterminds felt the pressure swallow the room. Musk promised timelines that were aggressively tight. Workers still wondered how they would make it be. The world saw excitement. Inside Tesla, people tasted a storm coming. 2. The robotization preoccupation. Musk came convinced that the only way to deliver the Model 3 at scale was to automate the entire manufacturing line. Not incompletely. Fully. He imagined a plant where robots erected everything, moving faster than mortal hands ever could. He called it the Alien Monster, a machine so advanced that the plant itself felt extraterrestrial. Then's a twist, this idea was ent wrong in proposition, but Tesla tried to jump several way ahead of practical reality. The robots were ent ready. The software was ent ready. The brigades coordinating everything were ent ready. But the deadlines didn't move. Tesla installed robots that jammed misaligned corridor, tangled cables, stalled processes, or demanded mortal workarounds far and wide. Musk walked the line and realized commodity painful robotization had actually braked the plant down. He latterly admitted commodity blunt. Inordinate robotization was a mistake. But at the time, that consummation came with a cost. Tesla had sunk plutocrat into a system that was now choking product. 3. Living through product held a name. Musk latterly gave this period was ent magnification. Product hell was exactly what it felt like. The Model 3 line could ent hit its targets. Week after week, the figures came in below protrusions. Wall Street judges prognosticated ruin. Captions declared Tesla a failed trial. Workers felt the pressure like a weight on their cases. Inside the plant, people were sleeping at their stations. Musk himself started sleeping on the bottom, refusing to go home until the backups were fixed. He skipped showers, worked through nights, and turned the Fremont factory into his entire world. There was a point where everything breaks so important that Musk ordered an entirely new line erected inside a roof outside the main structure, a non-fictional roof. That roof ended up saving the ramp. Without it, Tesla would have missed his targets by a far. Investors mocked it. Challengers laughed. But the temporary line worked. Indeed so. Stress bled through every subcast of the company. People quit. People burned out. People broke down. Tesla's culture, formerly violent, came enduring. Musk felt the weight further than anyone. He gave interviews where he looked exhausted, shaking, slightly holding himself together. These were the times that sculpted endless lines into his face. But he kept pushing. For the cash clip product was ent the only extremity. Plutocrat was sinking. Every missed target burned cash. Every detention frightened investors. Every robotization failure added costs. Tesla was spending billions it didn't have, contending a timepiece no bone could see but Musk. There were internal protrusions showing that Tesla might run out of cash within weeks. Not times, weeks. Banks misdoubted them. Short merchandisers circled like predators. Tesla came the most shorted stock in the world. Musk watched people intimately go on Tesla's death every day. The pressure twisted him. He came erratic online. He got into fights on Twitter. He snapped at intelligencers. His CEO persona rasped. But the one thing he didn't do was stop erecting. The platoon doubled down on fixes. Masterminds manually rewrote robotization scripts in real time. Directors shifted workers across stations hour by hour. Entire product sequences were redesigned overnight. Sluggishly, sorrowfully, figures started rising. 5. The advance moment, the turning point, came one night when Tesla eventually hit a crucial daily product target. It was ent huge. It was ent final. But it meant the system could work. Inside the plant, workers celebrated with prostration further than excitement. Musk did ent cheer. He just exhaled. For the first time in months, the ramp felt possible. The coming targets were met more constantly. Deliveries accelerated. Guests filled social media with Model 3 prints. Profit jumped. Cash inflow bettered. Bit by bit, the precipice retreated. Tesla was not out of peril yet, but the company had stepped back from the edge. The Model 3 came the best dealing EV in the world. The ramp, brutal as it was, turned Tesla into a real contender in global bus manufacturing. 6. What the Model 3 period actually did looking back. This period reshaped Musk as a leader and Tesla as a company in unrecoverable ways. It forced Tesla to learn real manufacturing discipline. It proved the request for affordable EVs was massive. It burned down anyone who did ent align with Tesla's extreme pace. It nearly broke Musk emotionally and physically. It killed the myth that Tesla was a fragile incipiency. After surviving this, Tesla was hardened. The Model 3 was a storm that didn't destroy Tesla, but forged it into commodity stronger.